Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 20th of November 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to tell you about some of the highlights of the Europe à la carte Dream European Travel itinerary, which was put together as part of the recent celebrations for the Europe à la carte blog's 4th birthday. I asked readers to make one suggestion for a dream destination in Europe, with the idea of putting them all together to come up with the travel itinerary. So here are a few of the possibles. If you're thinking about a trip to Europe, you certainly get plenty of ideas here. You can find the post on the Europe à la carte blog at europealacarte.co.uk/blog. Anne Sophie Redditch highly recommends the Faroe Islands, describing them as verdant, steep, mystical, shrouded in mist, full of exciting Viking history, and it's absolutely magical to see the islands slowly rise up from the chilly North Atlantic as you approach by ship. Nancy D. Brown had a wonderful time riding a fjord horse in Bergen in Norway. This was a dream come true for Nancy. I don't blame her. I think it would be a great way to see the beautiful Norwegian fjords. Zoe Davis is a huge fan of the Lake District in England, saying it's one of the loveliest and most inspiring parts of England, the UK and Europe, even the world. The reason she gives us is that the Lake District has small yet perfectly formed mountains, limpid lakes, fast-flowing rivers, sparkling streams, picturesque villages, world-class literary heritage, and don't forget the cutest sheep ever, the local Herdwicks. Estonia, one of the countries on the Baltic, is Amanda's favourite place to visit. She particularly likes the island of Saaremaa because it's so relaxing there. Although it's popular with local holidaymakers, it's all very friendly, easygoing, and simply a pleasant place to visit. Spain certainly seems to be the most popular country for the Europe à la carte dream travel itinerary. Anne Greaves thinks that one of the best places to go is Ibiza town on the Spanish island of Ibiza, that's the capital town, to soak up the atmosphere on summer nights. Abigail King recommends Zafra in Extremadura for 3 reasons: beautiful, loads of history, tasty jamón, that's the local ham, and Spanish are really keen on all sorts of ham. Both Charlotte and Home and Away UK say Andalusia is a perfect holiday destination with great weather, vibrant culture, beautiful palaces and buildings, delicious food. Annie Bennett recommends Galicia in northern Spain for the local Albarino, fabulous seafood and spectacular beaches. Ben McCulloch suggests the Ile de Ré on the Atlantic coast of France. He visited in summer. It was easy to reach, great beaches and wonderful little port towns with a Mediterranean vibe, despite being on the Atlantic coast. Claude says that one of France's greatest assets is wine tourism and suggests the Loire Valley and Bordeaux. The Life Cruiser couple suggest Iceland because of the lava fields, volcanoes and the Blue Lagoon. It's so different from anywhere else they've visited. So I hope you're inspired to start planning your next trip to Europe, and thanks for listening to this podcast.